Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer.
And water. Don't forget water, Craig.
You know, you could change soda.
Nat King Cole could have probably lived longer if he had consumed water instead of all those.
You know, you could change that first word, soda,
right,
to solar. How about that?
You could, but it doesn't make any sense for the song. Temperatures are beginning to hit their peak. So are the electric bills. How can we beat the heat without raising our energy bills? Well, the Lennox Home Energy Report Card survey is out. And they found that many of us could use a course in energy saving. Energy saving 101. Craig, are you ready to get your pencils?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We're going to talk with energy expert Trent Davis joining us this morning. Good morning, Trent. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, we're okay. I'm all right until I look at my energy bill. And then I realize, I go between gas and electric. And depending on sort of the seasons, they kind of one becomes the enemy to the other. What you have this survey now, what are some of the important things we found out about our habits or things we need to know as far as energy efficiency is concerned?
Well, 66% of people who responded gave themselves a B or an A on this report card. So you can see the great inflation is alive and well. And as you look deeper into the survey, you find there's plenty of things, still plenty of opportunity for people to save more energy in their homes without breaking the bank.
And what do you mean by that? I'm thinking what? New kinds of thermostats, caulk our windows. All right, there's two things. What more do we need to do?
Well, I'd say, first of all, people need to think about their cooling and heating system, which is the number one energy consumer in the home. They need to think about that like they would maintaining a car. If you don't do regular maintenance on it, it's not going to operate well, and it could break down at the wrong moment. So a great first step is the simple stuff. Change your filters. People don't think about this, but it does affect the air quality in your home, but it also makes your system work harder when it has to push through a clogged filter, which costs you energy and makes it not as comfortable in your home. Another thing you can do is make sure the outdoor unit is clean and clear of debris. Air has to flow freely through that thing. So cut those bushes back. Don't let them overgrow, and you're going to get more energy savings or more cooling for your dollar.
So instead of hiding that air conditioner behind all that foliage, you want to give it a nice space to do its job.
That's right. A lot of people do want to hide it because they don't want to see it, but you can hide it from the street, but just make sure it's clear and there's plenty of room for air to flow around it.
Any preference on filters? I go to buy a furnace filter and I can spend a dollar or I can spend $50 practically for that.
Yeah, so there's two things you want to look at when you're buying a filter. And the first thing is obviously the quality of the air in the home. A better quality filter will filter out more particulates and other nasty things you don't want in your lungs. But the other thing is how much, I'm going to use a technical term here, how much static pressure drop it gets. What you want to do is buy a high-quality filter that puts as little pressure on the system as possible. And a really high-quality filter will filter a ton of particulates out of the air while actually making it easier for your system to operate, making it easier for it to blow air through.
What are some of the, I guess, is the air conditioning, the AC, is that what's really causing the energy consumption during the summer, or are there other things that we might not think about?
Well, so that's the number one source is the cooling heating system, but there's other things too. So your water heater is the number two consumer of energy in a typical house, and one mistake people make is they don't turn the maximum temperature of their water heater down. It won't affect the temperature you take a shower at or take a bath at. But when you're overheating the water, you're simply just wasting power.
Trent, I'm looking at different parts of your survey, and one that caught my attention is the category desperate to save. And according to the survey, 29% of homeowners would rather walk around in their underwear at home than spend the money to cool down the house. Is this a good or bad thing?
Absolutely true. Our hope today, though, is to give you some tips that you can use to save energy in your home while also saving your dignity.
Well, you could also use the blinds and the things on your windows, and that also probably, depending on whether they're open or closed, help with the energy efficiency in the home.
That's a great point. If your blinds are closed and the curtains are drawn, then you can walk around in your undergarments without fear.
Now, let's just go commando. If we're going to go the full thing, if we're going to shut it down, why bother even doing with that? Now, what is the survey? You mentioned how we kind of, I guess, think we're doing more than we can. One of the categories has to do with being green, the green scene. Tell us a little bit about what we think about when we do that?
Well, so 9 out of 10 homeowners say they're doing something to be more environmentally friendly. I think that that speaks a lot to the people emphasizing, you know, being green and being good for the environment. But a lot of them are only doing a single thing. You know, they may turn their thermostat a little higher in the summer, or they may have added some insulation. But, you know, combining these things can add up to some real savings. We also saw that about only 39% of people, this is kind of curious to me, only 39% of people, if money was no object, would add solar panels to their house. And so, you know, obviously people want to save energy, but maybe not at the expense of the aesthetics of their home.
And I talked earlier about the thermostat. Technology has really gone far, and it's becoming more even related to connectivity with an app or things like that. Are more people advancing in that direction, so we're more precisely heating and cooling when we want it?
Yeah, this is the single most popular upgrade to a home heating and cooling system you can get today. These are not your father's programmable thermostats, you know, those old green and black things on the wall that are hard to use and difficult to program. These are, it's like using an iPhone or an iPad these days. They're intuitive, they're easy to use, and some of them have technologies like geofencing. That's a technical term that basically says it connects to your phone, your smartphone, and it can tell when you're away from the house. So if your schedule changes during the week, it'll automatically adjust your energy usage while you're out of the house. And then when it detects that you're starting to come back home, it'll turn your temperature back down to your preferred setting. So it's always comfortable in your house, and you literally don't have to think about it.
Talking this morning with energy efficiency expert Trent Davis, what do you set your thermostat at, Trent?
we usually keep it about 76 during the day when I'm out of the house, but we like to sleep cold, so we turn it way down at night.
And you say we, so a lot of times in this survey also, spouses probably point to the other one and say, you're the one that keeps turning it up or turning it down, right?
Yeah, that's the funny thing. There's a lot of finger-pointing going on. The female head of household and male head of household are equally likely to be blamed for wasting the most power.
All right. Well, but either both has to pay for the cost of it, so eventually it all comes back around. If people want to find out more about this survey or just getting good advice for, you know, their furnace or AC, what's a good place to get some details?
Go to Lennox.com. We have great articles there and tips on how to save energy. And if you have some tips of your own you'd like to share with us, you can enter the Lennox Energy Saving Superstar Contest. You can win up to $10,000 for a high-efficiency AC upgrade of your own, and more importantly, a free year's supply of ice cream.
I'm going to leave it right there. Thank you very much, Trent. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.